If you read Shakespeare's sonnets, there he speaks, you know, in one sonnet there he's complaining about various things. One thing he complains about is simple truth miscalled simplicity. Well, something to think about. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that was the reply to the first objection, I guess. And to that is clearly the reply to the second objection, he says. Okay, which is about how opposites can be combined, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sort of interesting, you know, when they talk about the different religious orders. In a way, Dominicans are supposed to imitate St. Dominic, huh? And Franciscans are supposed to imitate St. Francis, huh? And I suppose that's something like that is true for every order, right? Somebody you're supposed to imitate. But you're all supposed to imitate what? Christ, right? Christ. You know? But does Dominic and Francis, et cetera, do they all imitate Christ in exactly the same way? You know? But they have something of him, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, but like St. Paul says, you know, be imitators of me as I am of Christ, right? So we imitate Dominic or St. Francis insofar as they imitate Christ, but none of them imitate him fully or completely, you know. Mm-hmm. So he combines the perfection of Dominic with the perfection of Francis, with the perfection of St. Teresa of Avila and the rest of them, but he's one man. So you see a little bit of that, you know, that same idea, right? That he's a perfect model of Christ, huh? More perfect than Dominic could be, or Francis, or any of the other founders, right? Okay. Now, the third objection is a little bit like the last objection in the previous article, right? Dealing with essay, right? Mm-hmm. Essay is not as perfect. Yeah. To the third, it should be said that just as in the same chapter, Dionysius says, that although ipsum esse, right, is what? More perfect than life, huh? And life itself than what?
Wisdom.
Yeah. If they are considered according as they are distinguished by reason, right? Nevertheless, what is living is more perfect than what is being only, right? Mm-hmm. Because living also is being, right? And being wise is also being and living, right? Mm-hmm. Thus, although being does not include in itself living and wise, because it's not necessary that that which partakes of being partakes of it according to its whole what way of being, right? Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the to be of God includes in itself life and wisdom, mm-hmm. because none of the perfections of being are able to be lacking to the one who is what? To be itself subsisting, right? So one would not have any perfection through life unless through life one was living. Mm-hmm. And one would have no perfection by wisdom, as I was saying, unless to be wise belonged to me through my wisdom. Okay? And to be living belongs to me through my life. Huh? So it's only through to be in some way, right, that I am perfect by these things, right? And so if God is to be itself subsisting, then he's going to have the perfections that we all have through being wise or being alive or being courageous or whatever it may be, huh? Okay. So we take a little break here before we go into the third article. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can first.